Welcome to the Legacy Roadmap Podcast, where you'll hear from entrepreneurs paving the way in business and in life, sharing a message in entrepreneurship, building a legacy, and giving tips on how they grew their business. This is Salam Willis, your host, excited to be with you for today's episode number 3, sponsored by Salam Willis International, virtual COO, working side by side with you in your business. Today, I'm bringing on Ms. Toni Brown. Hello, Legacy Roadmap podcasters. Today, we have Toni Brown with us. And Toni Brown is the creator of Creating Your Classroom. Welcome, Toni.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah. So tell us all about creating your own classroom, because I'm sure everybody is in anticipating this.
Yes. So Creating Your Classroom is a project that I started years ago. And I'll give you a little bit about this, and then I'll go back and talk a little bit about myself, do a real introduction of myself.
Okay.
But Creating Your Classroom was just a little small project that I started. I'm actually an instructional designer by trade. And when I started to move into this online world, I saw people having difficulties and still, you know, to this day, creating a course. And this is what I do every day. And I love it. So I was like, oh, well, I can create something very simple for them to follow, for them to create a course. And so that's kind of how Creating Your Classroom got started. Just a little bit about the program. Right now, it has 3 steps that helps you even decide. You know, step 1 is deciding on a topic that you would love to teach. Mm. Step 2 is creating a solid foundation for your educational experience. And I say that because a lot of people get overwhelmed with the process, frustrated, just really on the brakes of giving up. But it's because they are a little confused on the process, and it's because they don't have a solid foundation. If you have a solid, specific foundation, then everything else falls into place. So on the second step, I help you create that solid foundation. And then the third step is a easy to use application that I created, which I call CourseBot. Mm. And it actually is a fillable application. And then at the end, on the very last page, it creates your course map. And that course map includes the topics that you're going to teach, each of the tasks in the lessons that you're going to teach, the materials you choose to use, also the way that you want to deliver it.
Wow.
Yes. And so you get all of this in the third step. And then I also have a slide deck that's ready for you to use. So all you have to do is just pop your information into the slide deck, and then you can either, you know, record your video or do your webinar, do your workshop, or however you want to use it. So I created that for us entrepreneurs, those single moms, or the people that work 9 to 5 and don't have time to figure it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have created this so you don't have to waste any of that energy, time, brain matter trying to figure out the process. It's all laid out for you. All you have to do is drop in your expertise.
Wow. It sounds amazing. I can't wait to check this out.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
So tell me how it's simplified from all of the steps that you, well, you just said 3 steps. Mm-hmm. And it's super simple. So what's the pros and cons around keeping it simple?
So I think the pro for keeping it simple is that you can easily drop the information in. And the pro is also for not only you, but your end user, your learner. If you keep it simple and concise, then they learn and obtain the information better.
Okay.
And it's about, and really it is, it's about the end user, the learner, your client, and their ability to get clear comprehension of the content that you're sharing. Mm-hmm. That's a pro of keeping it really simple, because it actually increases comprehension level and also increases completion level. And nowadays, a lot of people aren't completing the courses. It's about really a 3-5% chance that someone will actually complete your course. And that's not really good. We really want it to be 100%.
Right.
But we definitely want more than 3-5%.
Wow. And
yeah. So it is
so low.
I think there's a lot of reasons why it's low. Mm-hmm. One is a lot of people put a lot of content in the course that's overwhelming, and that's not necessary, which is why I say I keep it very simple. Mm-hmm. They put too much information. Or they don't put enough information in the form.
So does your system tell the balance?
It does. My system helps you identify the balance, the sweet spot, as I call it, the educational sweet spot. It helps you do that. But once you create that foundation, that solid foundation, the way that I teach you, because it's very specific. And once you have that solid foundation, you don't have all that fluff. You'll recognize fluff in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's a few reasons why people don't complete the courses. And then also another reason, and again, in the foundation, I help you identify the specific way to, you know, deliver your information, is that you're providing mismatched information. So for example, you say, hey, I'm going to teach you how to brand your course or brand yourself. Because courses mm-hmm. need to be branded too. Say, you know, I'm going to teach you how to brand yourself. And then you kind of list what the lessons are, but you're trying to be vague because you don't want anybody to steal your content. But mm-hmm. you're being vague and your customers don't know that it's for them.
Ah.
So you're teaching me how to brand myself, but what really are you doing? What does branding mean? So, you know, your first objective, which you would actually put on your sales page, is like, I'm going to teach you how to brand, but actually what branding means. I'm defining branding for you, and you will be able to define branding for you and your company. So that's the first thing. Then I'm going to teach you, you know, how to select the colors and, you know, blah, 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 everything else that goes with, you know, branding yourself. Right. But sometimes the information is just too vague that you're giving them. The title is not vague. You know, I'm going to teach you how to brand yourself. Well, what does branding even mean? Or I'm going to teach you how to swim, but I already know how to swim. So really, you can't teach me. That may be what I think.
Uh-huh.
But really, I'm your ideal client because I only want to work with adults that really know how to swim. They just want to improve on their swimming technique.
Mm.
And once you have that specific title, then you know what goes in it.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of the technique. And that's what goes into the second step, the gift. Well, I call it the defining your gift, because we're going to define your goal, your ideal learner, your focus, which is your objective, as well as your topic, your teaching, your specific teaching topic.
Those are the three steps.
Yes. Well, the third step is actually creating your course map with CourseBot.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what led you to this? What led you to entrepreneurship and wanting to help others create their courses?
Well, one of the things that happened was I got a divorce.
Mm.
And, you know, when you get a divorce, you lose half your income. I mean, it's like,
right.
You know, you're not thinking about it when you're going through the moment, but at the end, you're like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I have half the income that I had before. So I had a young daughter. You know, she's part of my brand. She was young at the time. She was like 4 or 5. And so I couldn't take on another job to make up that income. There's only so many jobs I feel like you can take as a single mother, because you still need to be a parent. And mm-hmm. I did not want to be on call. I didn't want to manage other people, because I felt I needed to manage her little life and mine. But I needed a way that I could bring in some more money. And so that's what led me to the online world. I saw that it was starting to boom. I've really been in the online business for about 4 years. I saw that it was getting ready to take off. I saw that people were needing assistance in creating their courses. They were confused, overwhelmed, frustrated, lost. And I'm like, hey, man, I do this for a living and I love it. You know, it's not like, you know, something that I do at work and I don't like my job. I love my job. I love educating adults. I love creating extraordinary learning events
mm-hmm.
and learning experiences. I call them learning experiences because I feel like my courses or my classes are like no other. And I teach that as well. So I just saw people struggling and felt that, you know, they needed someone to help them, because people were telling them, you know, what to do, but not how to do it.
Right.
And I felt that was a failure on their part. So I was picking up the slack.
Wow. So how do you incorporate creating courses with building wealth, if that's even possible?
Yeah, I believe that it is so, so possible. And how I incorporate that is because having a course is really having infinity funds. I call it that all the time, infinity funds. Because you can make money 24 hours a day
mm-hmm.
off of one course. Now, of course, you have to do some work. You have to do some marketing. You have to go out and basically just market it in different ways and formats. And, you know, you could buy a shirt. I mean, you know, you could create a shirt that says, I create courses, ask me how. I mean, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're all.
You have that shirt?
I don't. I just thought of it, and I'm thinking I need to take a note and say I need to write
the shirt. That's right.
Sure. Yes. Or catch me at creatingyourclassroom.com. You know, something that they can just get online. And I've been trying to think of a shirt, and that's it. So I'm going to, let me make a note.
Glad I could help.
Yes. You
have this recording.
So, I mean, but it's infinity funds. And then these funds can go on and on and on as long as your content is relevant.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the processes that people don't do is evaluate your content. You know, so you have created this course and now you've gotten feedback. You may know a little bit more or a better way to deliver the content, which is one of my things that is, that's my problem, is the way that I deliver my content, because I'm used to speaking with individuals that have multiple degrees and are on the corporate climate. And so I have to change my lingo every once in a while. But that's helping me, you know, as I work with clients and explaining how I create courses or how to help them create courses, it's helping me change my language. But now, you know, I need to revisit my courses and say, oh, let me change this language to say this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so that's one piece that people aren't doing. They're not doing the evaluation piece. But really, if you have a good course, all you need to do is just make it a little, you know, make it greater.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, do the evaluation and then you decide if that course is still relevant. If it's still relevant, you can add to it and make it better. Then you just reintroduce it. You may be able to increase the price at that point. You know, it's new and improved. So it's, you can always be making money off of it as long as it's relevant. And as long as you have your website, because you take these courses, put them on a website. And one of the things that I teach too is either free or low fee ways to deliver your course.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that I have. That's a part of my training as well, because it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg now. Maybe a few years ago it did, but now not so much. And so I teach techniques and ways to deliver your content where it's, you know, either fee free or minimum to low fee.
Okay. Well, that's definitely helpful, because anything we can save and go into our wealth pot.
Yes. So that's why I think that courses really do play a part, because 2 or 3 years from now, my course could still be doing, I mean, and mine is a basic understanding of how to create courses. I feel like education is always going to be around.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there may be times, just like it went from face-to-face in classroom setting to online blended learning methods. So the method or delivery may change, but we're always going to be in the process of educating. So that's why courses, I feel, are a big part of wealth building, because it builds. Once you're done, once you create it, you can be done if it's a really, really good course, and it can just generate money afterwards. And then also it's something that you can kind of like pass along. Like my daughter helps in this process. I mean, she just took some pictures while I'm doing the podcast. Yeah, she is very involved in this process, and then actually integrate this into her schoolwork. So she went to actually state and placed second in the technology fair. Yes. And what we did was I used technology she could use in the classroom, and we created a book, an ebook. She narrated it. She drew pictures and added to it. We had animations going on and everything.
Wow, yay.
Yes. So it's things like that, that, you know, just getting her kind of used to it. So if in the long run, even now, she decides she wants to create a course on making slime, because, you know, that's the big thing now.
Look, I did not know that.
Yes, slime. You know, she could create a course doing that, doing just the simple steps that I teach everyone else. And then she can start generating money for her own self.
There you go. A mini me entrepreneur in the making. Now, tell me, what software do you recommend besides? I know you use yours. So is your software the only software that's needed, or how does that work?
So actually, it could be. Because the package that I give you, I call it CourseBot and Crew, because the Crew is a slide deck. And then I also have a planner in there to help you with your launch. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a workbook. Well, that's not a workbook. It's just an ebook. And the ebook has 10 different ways that you can deliver your course. And then I kind of, it's like a recipe. So I'll give you the recipe for you to create those 10, whichever one you choose. So really, you could take that I've given you, and you could go with it, because in that activity book or in that ebook, there's actually how you can set it up for delivery as well. The steps to set it up for delivery. So really and truly, that is all you can use. But my go-to tool for almost all my courses, and I actually use this tool too with my corporate, I have a federal client that I work with as well, and it is PowerPoint.
Good old PowerPoint. That's
good old PowerPoint. PowerPoint can really do just about anything you want it to do.
Or Keynote for Mac users.
Our Keynote for Mac users. You can record those slides in that software. Mm-hmm. Add animations in that software to give it a different, you know, look and feel. One of the things that I also teach is about adult learning theory and about how much information should be on the page versus information that should not be on the page. Yeah. I definitely teach that. And so that's one of my specialties too, is just like looking at something and seeing that it's not enhancing the learning experience.
Okay. So that's part of the program, or is that the coaching?
That's the coaching piece. Uh-huh. But yeah, my go-to tool to make sure I answer that question is PowerPoint.
Okay. Yeah.
It does everything. Everything that you needed to do to get started.
Yeah. Cool. So let's take a walk. And tell me a time where you experienced a huge mistake along your entrepreneurial journey. Can you walk us through that?
Yes. One of the biggest mistakes, and I don't know if it's a big mistake, I have been very mindful of my journey. Mm-hmm. Because this is not my first go around. Let me say that. This is probably like my third or fourth attempt mm-hmm. at being an entrepreneur. The first one, I just really didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
But I learned on that one. The second one, I did okay. You know, it was an invitation company and I went around and was a vendor and did the local events and did bids online. I mean, I really did dive off into that one and that one did pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then I just got tired of creating. So I just wasn't in the mood. I was going through the divorce. And so, you know, it was very hard for me, even though I was happy for you, but it's hard for me to design a wedding invitation, right. You know, when I'm looking at Doom.
Right.
So it was really difficult to, you know, be as creative as I felt that I needed to be for my clients. So mm-hmm. I kind of shut that down during that time. And then I picked this one up. But I think that my biggest mistake for this go round in entrepreneurship is that I move slow. I think that sometimes you need to have that trigger, that quick trigger. And I don't have that. And I'm not sure if that has to do with age, if it has to do with the fact that I work full-time and I'm a full-time solo mom, but I don't work fast. And so a lot of ideas, so like at first, when I first came out here, I was like probably the only instructional designer on the market, but I was still slow to create products. I was slow to get my marketing together. I got my brand together, but I hired a coach to get my brand together. So I was able to get that done quickly, but I still drug my feet on that too. I mean, literally she was like, Tony, we have got to finish this. Okay. You know, it was literally a process for that. And so I dragged my feet. So I was probably like one of maybe a few. I mean, I'm not even going to say a few. I think maybe just a couple of us. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because I was so slow, other instructional designers started popping up. And so they started, you know, if I could find them, I mean, anybody else could find them too.
Right.
And so they were, you know, like making more sales and, you know, getting out in front of it. And, you know, they were just moving faster than I was. Mm-hmm. So I think that was the biggest mistake. However, those people are no longer providing course creation coaching. So I feel like the biggest mistake is just me taking so long to get the products out there. But I want my products to be good and withstanding. And some of those other instructional designers have fallen to the wayside. They jumped ship on instructional design and decided to go to like, you know, a different part, like funnels or marketing or, you know, something else that was not, it's needed in the process, but wasn't their main focus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I felt like it was a mistake because it takes me so long to get stuff out. But I feel like once it's out, it's a good product.
Right.
Yeah. So I just need to step my marketing game up. Which this is the year. This is the year. This is what I said. This is the year for marketing. And so I've been, you know, taking the steps to make sure that I get that taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any wisdom that you want to pass on to future legacy builders?
Yes, I would like to pass on that stay true to yourself. Because I feel like, even though, as I said, my biggest mistake is me moving slow, but I feel like I'm staying true to myself and not putting out products that are half done or half complete. The market or the industry, the online industry may say for you to do it this way, but if you don't feel comfortable with that, do it your way. And an example of that is people like, for, you know, one of the things they said was put the course out there, sell it first, and then build it. That does not work for me. I did that one time and I thought like that from the pressure of getting the product done. And it just doesn't fit my lifestyle. So definitely stay true to yourself, and what works in your household, in your life, would be some wisdom I would like to pass on to future legacy builders. And, you know, it's rough. You know, this is not an easy road to travel. There are ups and downs. There are loves and likes. And there are missed opportunities and opportunities to just fall in your lap.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth?
Yes, it is. And it's just, you know, you just have to take it as it comes. And just, again, really being true to yourself will help you throughout this journey.
Well, I love that. Now, tell us, because we're still learning, as you know, is there any books or a major book that had an impact on you that you want to share with us?
You know, I don't read a lot of books. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the reasons I don't read a lot of books is because I have a few degrees. So I'm just like, dude, I'm sick of books.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've tried to read some. Russell Simmons?
Ooh, that's a... I can't remember it, but yeah, that's maybe about, 8 years old?
Yes, yes. So it's something like Do You or Just Do It, something almost like Nike, but not quite. I just can't recall the name of it. But I did read that one, and that one did help me compose what it is that I really need to do is I just need to get up and do it. And so it helped me with that motivational piece. One of the books that I had just purchased, and I have a whole bunch of like sales books or, you know, like words that sales.
Right.
Like that. But I did get the book by Donald Miller, Building a Brand Story.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just bought that early part of this year and started kind of looking at my brand story. And then we had a short training on the Building Your Brand Story.
Mm-hmm.
Really opened my eyes to what I was reading. So I did appreciate having that training to go along with the book. And I think that it's great.
Say you look at everything different once you know the actual path or the blueprint to building your story and building your brand.
Yes. I mean, it was just enlightening to see it all unfold and then hear people kind of like say their spiel. You know, once you hear people say their spiel, you're like, oh, yes. Okay, that's easy. That's simple. And, you know, it shows how you can easily implement that into your own sales pitch or just conversation.
Absolutely. Well, so, that's definitely a hot book around the Legacy Roadmap podcast, let me tell you.
Yeah, so I've been reading that one. And so that has been...
Good. Excellent. Well, Tony, let the Legacy Roadmap podcasters know more about how they can learn about your courses and all of that good stuff.
Okay. Well, my website is creatingyourclassroom.com. And on my website, I have a section that is called classes, and it's in the top menu. And that's where you can take a look at the classes I have, each of the three steps that I mentioned today, identifying the topic that you're going to teach, defining your gift, your course gift, as well as the course generation application are available there. Also, if you want some coaching, there's a link there on my page as well, in my website as well. As far as social media, because I'm on just about every social media, you can catch me at Course Coach TB, and that's my initials. So Course Coach TB for Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, my Facebook fan page. I would love for you all to come and visit and, you know, drop a message and let me know where you got this information from. You were on the Legacy Roadmap podcast. And then there's LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. If you're not there, you should get there. And I'm on LinkedIn as Tony L. Brown.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Tony Brown, for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited. I'm so glad that I was able to get on your schedule. I appreciate it so much.
This week's living legend is Oprah Winfrey, who became the first Black female billionaire in the United States in 2003. She is a philanthropist and best known for her popular talk show. From there, she launched a television network called OWN. Thank you, Oprah, for showing us that anything is possible. We honor you and salute you.
Thanks for listening to the Legacy Roadmap podcast with Salam Willis. If you enjoyed today's show and want to check us out, visit salamwillis.com. Please leave us a review and join us next week for more entrepreneurship, legacy, and business tools. See you next time.